Okay, so good morning. Today is December 12th on a Thursday, and my name is Jose Perez.
My name is Zion Raza.
My name is Tashana Thomas.
And today we are here to discuss one film that is pretty widely regarded as one of the greatest films of all time, The Wizard of Oz. And considering the time that it was made in, 1939, we have to consider what was going on during that time period to sort of better understand the influence and what went into making that movie. So, Tashana, can you talk about this time period?
So the movie was released in August of 1939, and that was right before World War II, and World War II happened a month later. But I did my research, and everyone was saying that The Wizard of Oz may have been inspired by the real-life economic struggles during the gold standard. And a lot of people said that each character represents a person or group that was active in the late 1800s. And they said that the yellow brick road that Dorothy was on represented the gold standard. And that the end of the gold standard would fix everything. So, like, the end of the yellow brick road would fix everything. So it's kind of ironic. And the Tin Man would represent the farmers, and the lion, the Cowardly Lion, would consider to be William Jennings Bryan, who was a populist leader. Mm-hmm. So, and he led the Free Silver Movement, and he believed that the gold standard would ease economic issues, and they all had that kind of hope that, you know, Dorothy would find, you know, kind of hope at the end of the yellow brick road. And that's what they, at this time of history, they all hoped that the gold standard would, you know, ease their economic issues. And also that the Wizard of Oz, Oz is abbreviation for an ounce of gold. So I've kind of found that interesting. And yeah.
I'm on a little different concept here. From what you said about all that, I feel like Dorothy was trying to escape all that, like, from the reality. You know, they were going into World War II at the time, so people at the time might have been, like, a little depressed or stressed in a way, right? And I'll count Dorothy to that as well. In the beginning of the film, you could see the behavior of how she is, you know. And I feel like that reality, she wanted to escape it. And to back that up, I got a quote from Hamilotics.org. It states, Dorothy's fever dreams and about running away from her home. Yet, like any form of escapist media, as well as many other passionate viewers, get easily swept up of supposedly fake characters and events. Now, I somewhat agree with this quote, as yes, the characters in her dream were indeed fake, but they were inspired off her real life. Like neighbors and stuff like that. They're inspired off them. She still kept them in her life, but in a different way, in a different personality, in a different form. So that's why she wants to keep everything around her, yet she wants to escape that reality of depression and everything to just be happy. And it's like weird in a way, because sometimes people nowadays can relate to that. They just want to escape, like off a dream or something, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, touching on the topic of sort of this escape and the fact that in 1939, the Great Depression was going on and a lot of, you know, economic hardship and then an upcoming war. So during that time period, a lot of developments were coming to fruition. There was basically a global depression, and everyone was, how you call it? It was roughly 25% of the population that was unemployed.
Yeah.
So going back to what you said, Zian, was that people in society were they at least wanted some form of hope or some form of happiness. And so maybe that's what kind of inspired this film to be made, as in, like, they, something to look forward to apart from their actual lives.
Yeah, I could definitely agree with you. It's like, you know, when we were kids watching this movie, it was more positive, right? Yeah. But, like, once you, like, grow up and go deeper in the film, it's, like, it's not that positive. It may look positive, but that's from Dorothy's head. That's from her dream. In reality, she wants to escape the world, which is kind of a little dark, you know?
Yeah, definitely. As children, we see it literally, as in, like, oh, we see a girl that wants to just be noticed or be happy. And she just runs away. But that's all we see. We just see her seeing these beautiful colors and these beautiful, like, animals and stuff like that. But now that we're older, yeah, we definitely get to see the metaphors that are put into this movie and what each specific character stands for.
Yeah, I feel like she wasn't necessarily running away. I feel like she was running to what would give her answers. Hmm. So I feel like people in this time period in 1939, they, after, like, the war and everything they were going through, they would probably watch this movie and be like, oh, okay, if she, like, kind of cliche, but if she kind of went through it and, like, found her hope at the end of the movie, at the end of the road, that they would too. And I feel like that's kind of what the Wizard of Oz, that's what they gave to the people in that time period and even years after that.
Yeah. And what do you guys think about the topic of dreams in movies and just dreams in general? Like, why do you think we dream, or why do you think our dreams mirror so closely what we experience in our lives?
That's a good question. I feel like the experience we have, you know, we go through a lot of things in our life, and a dream is like, it could be either good or bad dream, right? Sometimes people have nightmares as well.
Yeah.
For Dorothy's case, that wasn't a nightmare, you know, that was pretty positive for her. And I could probably show this at the time that people probably saw this movie as very positive because they went to their dreams of taking everything in reality but making it so much better for them. But sometimes they didn't have control. It could be either good or bad, a nightmare or a good dream, you know?
Yeah. Anything you want to say?
No, everything he said was true because everything that's going on in our real life, I feel like when we go to sleep, you know, something with the brain, something happens, and then our dreams are a way to escape, and that's what happened with Dorothy, and yeah.
Well, from my own personal experience, a lot of my dreams, I feel like a lot of my dreams have either come true in the future or it's something that I've seen, you know, and in this movie, it kind of dives deep into what exactly is dream and what exactly is real. Because to her dream was real. And me, I've had dreams where I felt it was real and I was scared. I was like, yo, what the hell?
Yeah, and happened? Then it like happened like a couple weeks later.
Yeah. So it's kind of weird, but it's also, it gets you thinking about like, what is reality and what is dream?
Yeah.
Yeah, to add on, I wouldn't say it was a real dream. It was, I could say in a way it's half real because she still involved everyone around her, right?
Hmm.
Like the Tin Man, Scarecrow, the Lion, and the Witch, right? Some of those characters are in her life, right? So she had influence to make that happen.
Mm-hmm.
Say we take those people in her real life out of the equation, the Wizard of Oz wouldn't have been the Wizard of Oz, right? It would have been a completely different story. So those people are crucial. So without reality, you can't have dreams. So that's what I'm thinking right now.
I mean, yeah, because essentially dreams are just our thoughts while we're sleeping.
Yeah, and it's like based off of your reality.
Yeah. I'm not sure. Do you want to go now or do you want to do the clip?
Oh, yeah. The 2-minute clip.
Oh, well.
There's no place like home.
Wake up, honey.
There's no place like home. There's no place like home. There's no
place. Dorothy. Dorothy, dear. It's Aunt Em, darling.
Oh, Annie Em. It's you.
Yes, darling.
Hello there. Anybody home? I just dropped by because I heard the little girl got caught in the big... Well, she seems all right now.
Yeah, she got quite a bump on the head. We kind of thought there for a minute she was going to leave us.
Oh.
But I did leave you, Uncle Henry. That's just the trouble. And I tried to get back for days and days.
There, lie quiet now. You just had a bad dream.
Sure. Remember me?
Your old pal, Hunk? Oh.
Me? Hickory?
You couldn't forget my face, could you?
But it wasn't a dream. It was a place. And you, and you, and you, and you were there.
Oh, sure.
But you couldn't have been, could you?
Oh, we dream lots of silly things when we...
No, Aunt Em. This was a real, truly live place. And I remember that some of it wasn't very nice, but most of it was beautiful. But just the same, all I kept saying to everybody was, I want to go home. And they sent me home. Doesn't anybody believe me?
Of course we believe you, though.
Oh, but anyway, Toto, we're home. Home. And this is my room. And you're all here. And I'm not going to leave here ever, ever again. Because I love you all. And, oh, Auntie Em, there's no place like home.
All right, and that was a clip from the end of the movie where Dorothy sort of wakes up from her dream, or what she thought was real, and is trying to explain to herself to her neighbors and her family. And she also mentions, like, each person that she saw in the dream, where she was like, oh, and you were there, and you were there. So, Zian, can you talk a little bit about, like, her relationship with each character?
In the scene, there was her uncle and I think her aunt as well. And then there's other people, like her neighbors that came. And I just thought, wow, like, that's probably the character, like the Lion, Scarecrow, and the Tin Man. And the famous quote from her, there is no place like home. So, in a way, she liked her dream. That was happiness. But she had to face her reality. She had to face that World War II was coming, the economics and everything like that. She had to face reality. All these topics correlate with each other. Mm-hmm. And she has to be brought back into reality. It's like saying that the dream is just temporary and you can't relive it again. So just relive it and be happy and move on with your life and better yourself. Because, you know, you can't change people that are real life to your imagination.
Yeah. I think that hits the you know, there's no place like home on the head, you know, like, mm-hmm. there, like, if you're living in this reality, you have to kind of have to accept it for what it is and just work with it. But
yeah, and I feel like people who now watch The Wizard of Oz, like today, like, I feel like they wouldn't agree with the phrase there's no place like home, because obviously, like, things change, and when we're a kid, we're so oblivious to things that's happening at home and whatever. Mm-hmm. So I feel like if you watch it now versus when you watch it back then, it's completely different on how you perceive it.
Yeah, to add on, I feel like it was a drastic change to her, right? She just went to her dream, was happy, but it's such a big change that she wanted to go back to her reality, you know? She wanted to be her normal self and change her life with her powers and go back into reality. And that's it.
Yeah, when I was watching the movie, which I just recently watched it, like, you guys probably watched it when you guys were kids, but I watched it for the first time, like, a couple of days ago. And what I had noticed was, well, first I want to talk a little bit about, like, how it was kind of filmed. I want to talk a little bit about how it was filmed. So, I noticed that in the beginning, of course, it was, like, black and white, and then it turned to color. And the first shot that we get of Oz, the Land of Oz, it was all colorful, beautiful. It was like a whole big pan just showing the entire scenery. And that's kind of just, you know, setting the mood, of course. But then one big thing I noticed throughout the entire film was the consistent use of, like, dissolve edits and, like, overlaying different images. That's kind of, like, to give the special effects, and also whether it be to, like, change the scenery or change the time, or, like, it was just always using dissolves. Either when Dorothy enters Oz, when she gets hit on the head, when the witch appears out of nowhere, mm-hmm. when the Witch of the West disappears, they use dissolves. And dissolves edits, they kind of connect to everything we're talking about now, because I feel that it's kind of like blurring the lines between reality and what's mm-hmm. fake, like dream and real, because it's like blurring everything with the dissolve and just overlaying different images. So you guys have any thoughts about that?
Yeah, just there's no place like home. That's all I can say.
Well, all right. That is it for our
podcast. podcast.
Yeah, our little podcast.
Thank you for watching or hearing.
Listening.